In March of this year, the Kunta Kinte Alex Haley Foundation received a letter addressed to my father, Julius Haley, from a 17-year-old high school senior, Jerry Dragon, in Phoenix, Arizona. Following his full viewing of the TV miniseries Roots, this young man's words expressed his wish to apologize. Quote, to the people of Africa and their relatives in other countries, end quote. Why did he write to my father? Quote, because, as an apology letter, I think it's best if it's read by a descendant of Kunta Kinte and a relative of Alex Haley. End quote. What does this white teenage boy want to say through my family to a continent of individuals and their ancestors which he knows not at all? Quote, Kunta Kinte, I know that the white people took you from your home, but I'm not like them, and neither are most people today. Slavery is no longer a problem here in America. You're free anywhere you go. And Kizzy, I may be too, Bob, but you could certainly trust me. I'm sorry you had to go through all that rape. You didn't deserve it. End quote. And finally, Jerry Dragon simply states, quote, I'm writing this letter as an apology for everything that happened back then. I'm not guilty, and I myself haven't done anything wrong, but I'm still sorry. End quote. I can't speak for everyone. I can in truth only speak for myself. But I believe in that sweet, simple phrase, quote, but I'm still sorry, end quote, is the crux of how racial reconciliation may be broached. But I'm still sorry to the black man who feels the white man hates him just because he is black. But I'm still sorry to the white man who feels the black man mistrusts him just because he is white.